We truly lift our hands in total praise to you, God, because you are awesome, God. You are loving, God. You're a God of provision and protection. And God, you're our all in all. And we take time to just praise you, worship you, and lift up your name on Sunday mornings, God. God, we thank you for just the breath of life, God, this morning. We thank you for forgiving us, God, when we fall short of your glory, God. So we truly lift our voices in total praise to you, God. God, your people have gathered this morning to worship you, to honor you, to praise you, but also to hear a word from you, Lord God. A word of transformation, God, as they navigate through life day to day, God. So we pray, God, that you would meet the needs of everyone under the sound of my voice, God. That, God, if we hear it, God, Lord God, we would move to apply it, God, and go out into the world and be a change agent for you, Lord Jesus. Now, God, if there be anything in me that's not like you, strip it away, Lord Jesus, and have your way in me. God, you put this song in my heart last night and it's still in my spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our lives to rise up in us, Lord God, and give us the power and anointing, Lord God, that Christ died that we may have. Welcome, Holy Spirit, and have your way in this place. God, let your power, your anointing, your presence, your glory be felt throughout this building. It is in the name of Jesus that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We are, yes, adjusting to the later service starting, but I believe God is getting what he's due, his praise, his honor, and I just love what God is doing in our church. So as we prepare for our message, I ask that you go to the book of the Gospel of Mark this morning, the Gospel according to St. Mark. We're going back to a familiar passage of Scripture. As we know, this was written by John Mark. John Mark was not one of the 12, but he traveled with the Apostle Paul. So when you get to the Gospel of Mark, if you would go to the 4th chapter of Mark and go down to the familiar passage that some of you all may have it highlighted in your Bible, starting with verse 35. 35. And when you have found it in reverence to God, I ask that you please stand. You won't have to stand long. I know we've been shouting and praising, but we're going to continue to honor God's word by standing. I will be reading from the New Revised Standard Version this morning. Mark chapter 4, starting with verse 35. And it reads this way. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" You may be seated. He said, "Peace, peace, be still." This morning, God has given us a basic title to fight the battle. I heard somebody say this morning, this is war. So God has given us a title, so as we go out that door, we will be ready for war. Mm-hmm. And our title is this: Jesus can work it out. Mm-hmm. See, when you leave out of this place this morning with your war clothes on, and no matter what comes your way, you get this in your spirit: Jesus can work it out. I don't know who needs to hear that this morning, but I'm going to say it one more time. Jesus can work it out. Last week, many of us committed that we would get up each morning and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and we will rejoice in it. Recognizing that challenges will come our way, but nothing that God can't handle. And this morning, God is leading us to this scripture relating to sudden storms for our own spiritual growth. See, it's about what God wants for us and what God wants to do in us, because he's preparing us. He's preparing us, people of God, and equipping us for a great work for him. See, part of the preparation is to recognize that life will have challenges and life will throw some curveballs. But as believers, we must learn how to war against the storm and how to handle the storm. So this morning, I have a relevant question for you. Can we still rejoice and have joy in the midst of the storm? See, we're not exempt now, so can we, as believers, still rejoice and have joy in the midst of the storm? So let us go to the Word and let us listen for the voice of God. See, I just believe God has something for us this morning. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. The storm comes, God. Oh, we're going to rejoice, you all. So we have to learn how to even do that. Because as we go out of here celebrating, Satan has his plots and plans waiting for us. So let's go to the scripture. See, if you go to the chapter 4 of the Gospel of Mark, the Bible tells us that Jesus had been teaching the crowds and his disciples many things in parables. And we know that parables are just ordinary stories with spiritual meanings. And Jesus used them often. The crowd, we are told, was so large that Jesus had to get inside the boat and have a seat. As the crowd was staying around the lake, the Bible tells us, if we read this chapter, that he taught them about a sower that sows seed in various types of soil. You may be familiar with that. He taught them that the kingdom of God is like a man that scatters seed on the ground. And he taught them about the mustard seed that day. See, you all are familiar. You're all Bible scholars. You all are familiar with these parables. But our morning text tells us Jesus is having a conversation with his disciples. He said, let us go to the other side. Basically, disciples, we have finished ministry in this place for this time. So it's time for us to go to the other side. But if you read the scripture, it will tell you that a sudden storm came up while they were traveling to the other side. Mm-hmm. And Jesus was below in the boat, getting him some well-deserved sleep, because he knew that on the other side was ministry. So he was getting some physical rest. Amen. He deserved it. Oh, yes, he did. Because the crowd has been with him all day. But the Bible says as they were sailing along, the storm came. The Bible also tells us that his trainees, his disciples, were fearful as the water entered the boat. So they say, go get Jesus. So as they panicked, someone went down to wake him up. See, I believe all of us can relate to this situation. Okay, come on, y'all. Moving along. All is well. And all of a sudden, a storm arises in your life. See, storms come in different forms. I'm not necessarily talking about the physical storm that we've been hearing about. But I'm talking this morning about the storms of life. And what I've found as I've lived these many years is that storms come when you least expect it. Sometimes you're on this great high, and things begin to happen. See, if the truth be told, I'm not the only one that know about storm showing up. I'm talking about the type of things. I'm not talking about that little stuff we complained about. But I'm talking about those storms that cause you agony, anxiety, sleepless nights, uncontrollable crying, even loss of appetite, heartache, headache. See, I know somebody know what I'm talking about this morning. You tell your friend, I'm going to the doctor for a checkup, my routine checkup. And all of a sudden, the doctor want to do some more tests. Come on, y'all. You maybe have gotten that midnight hour phone call. Resting in your bed, the phone rings. There was an accident. There's been a shooting. I'm talking about a real storms happening in lives of Christians. And if you open the newspaper or turn on the TV, daily someone's lives are being changed without notice. We wake up rejoicing in the Lord, and all of a sudden, a storm. See, I don't know your journey, and I don't know your story. But see, Jesus said, in this world, we will have trials, and we will have tribulation. So therefore, we have to armor up as believers and show the world, how do we war? How do we war? So much is going on, people of God. The economy, the president, the loss of employment, things storming, storms is coming to me. Hallelujah. Families dealing with the effect of the drug epidemic in our communities, in our homes. See, this is real for people of God. Family members addicted to drugs and alcohol, selling drugs, affecting the body of Christ. But how do we war when those storms come in our lives? See, we want to get to this word and see what God has for us. But we have to recognize, because we are saved, we are not exempt, you all. God is saying to someone, you may be going through right now, but your storm won't last forever. See, I've made a way out of your storm for you. See, I sent Jesus, and Jesus can work it out. But we must believe it. So let's examine what the disciples did, and let's see what we can learn from them this morning. The storm came. They panicked. They thought Jesus had really forgotten about them and wasn't aware. They were fearless. Come on, y'all. Hopeless. Some of us may feel that way sometimes. But the good news is they had enough godly wisdom to call on Jesus. So Jesus got up, and he just spoke to the thing. Like, I don't know why y'all are keeping all that noise, but he said, peace, be still, and everything was just calm. And Jesus just, come on, where's your faith? You've been walking with me. You've watched me heal. You've watched me deliver others. Where is your faith this morning? See, the disciples, for some reason, at this point of their journey, did not realize that they were in good hands, because they were in the hands of Jesus. Jesus told them, what did he tell them? We're going to get to the other side. See, if God said it, that settles it, people of God. That means nothing was going to happen to them. Nothing was going to happen that keep them from getting to the other side. The winds, the waves, they were in good hands. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, Jesus was in the boat, the Savior of the world, the Son of God, the Good Shepherd, the Messiah was in that boat traveling with him. So Jesus had to, we had learned that Jesus had been declared in the beginning of Mark, I am the Son of God. He called Simon, Andrew, James, John, come on and follow me. I am he. They had watched him. Why were they afraid? Hallelujah. Didn't they know that the winds and the waves should obey his will? Didn't they know whether the wrath of the storm toward sea or demons or men, whatever it may be, no water could swallow the ship where lies the master of the ocean, earth and skies? Didn't they know? Jesus just looked at them. They needed help, and he said, peace, be still. See, Jesus truly can work it out. And I believe that's where God is taking us this morning. When we doubt and be doubtful like these disciples, we have to look to Jesus, because he came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So as we look at the storms, we must remember that Jesus is always in the boat with us. Mm-hmm. The same Jesus that calmed that wind, stopped that storm, the same Jesus, he wants somebody to hear this, the same Jesus can work it out for you. Whatever is going on in your family, see, I don't know your story. Whatever is going on in your finances, but you have to believe the word. You must believe this word. You must believe this word. So what do we do in the midst of our storms, really? Really? But God is saying to someone this morning, do as the disciples. Call on Jesus. Jesus will help you. Oh, yes, he will. Jesus can work it out. I don't know. God just keep telling, so tell somebody, Jesus, to work it out. You've been trying to do it on your own. This is not working. You've been staying up late at night. You've been weeping. You've been just crying. God is saying to you this morning, it's already worked out. I've already made a way for you. Jesus can work it out, but you must believe it. You must have faith in God. You must. It's not for your pastor to have faith for you or the deacons or anybody else. It's for you. Have faith in God. Have faith. If he said it, he's going to settle it with you. The Bible is true. His word will not return to you void. We must learn, people of God, to trust in the Lord. I live on this with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. See, we won't always understand your storm. Sometimes you ask, why me? Mm-hmm. Don't waste your time asking God, why me? You ask God, what can I learn as you're bringing me through my process for your good and for your glory? Amen. Don't waste no time asking God, why me? Why not somebody else? I do all the right things, God. Why me? Why not you? Amen. That's what I would say. Because the Bible says we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But it's only by his grace that we have been saved. Amen. So one key thought I want to leave with you as we begin to wind this down. We must stay connected daily with Jesus. Mm-hmm. So in the times of trouble, I would say he didn't know or recognize who you are, but in times of trouble, you're already connected. Just call on him. The same Jesus that calmed the storm will break your chains. The same Jesus will deliver you. The same Jesus will restore you. The same Jesus will comfort you, will heal you, because Jesus can. That's what I want you to keep on your mind this week, because some of us are going to be confronted with some stuff. As you walk through this journey called life, you must remember and believe that Jesus. Amen. 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 And we're going to get to the wheel. Amen. But we must keep in this relationship and be in this relationship with God. Too often we are disconnected, but in times of trouble, what do? Jesus. And I found that even non-believers, when they get in trouble, they're saying, Jesus. Like he didn't know who you are. Jesus. Oh, yeah. So we go out of here understanding that we must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And God will add to everything we need. He will give us that peace in our storm. He'll give us that joy in our storm. He will give us that patience. Sometimes we don't have that. He'll give us that patience in our storm. He'll give us resolution and solutions. He will comfort. He would encourage us. Oh, yes, he will. But we must seek him and be in his will first. Amen? Amen. So God is saying to someone, don't you grow weary in the middle of this thing. Don't you be discouraged and be fearful in the middle of this thing. Jesus is saying, God said, pick up your Bible. It is the word. It is the word. It is the word that will deliver you, but you must believe it. See, Jesus is the word. The Bible says, so don't you fear, for I am with you. Don't you be dismayed, because stuff will come your way, you all. When you pass through your storms, he said, I will be with you. But that's basically what I want to get to you all this morning. I know we've been praising, we've been worshiping. But the main thing is God is saying, as you praise me and worship me, recognize who I am. Don't you ever doubt that I am not with you. Don't you ever doubt that I will not be with you in the middle of your storm. See, he told the disciples about faith. So the key for us, church, as we begin to close is this. We truly must believe that God is able, and we must believe that the word will work in our lives. See, we must have faith in God and faith in this word, and we must learn to work this word. So when the storms appear, church, yes, we can still rejoice. Not only is God can work it out, our God will work it out. So we got to walk with this thing. We got to believe that thing. And as Jesus spoke to the storm, see, we've been given this power of the Holy Spirit so we can speak to our storms of life. God has given us the power to speak to it. So I don't know what your it is. See, Jesus was in the boat with the disciples, and he spoke to the storm. But see, Jesus, they've given us this Holy Spirit, so you got to speak to it. I don't care what you're doing, Satan. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I know you didn't think I was going to make it, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am more than a conqueror. See, we got this power to speak to it. So I don't know your it this morning, but you walk out of here and say, Jesus, we'll work it out because I'm going to speak to that it. So what is your it this morning? What is it that's stressing you? What is it that's keeping you up late at night? What is it that your children are out of control? What is it that have your family just moving from side to side? What is it? God has given us the power, you people of God, to speak to it. Speak to it. Open this word and find your scripture. And you speak to that thing. No harm shall come to my family. No, Satan. We understand war, and we're going to war in the spirit. See, our weapons are not physical, but they're spiritual. Oh, yes, they are. You have to understand how to war in the spirit. Speak to it. What is your favorite scripture? You use that to knock some things down. Cast out some things. In your family, in your home, in your church. Satan, you don't have any place in here. Get away from us. We are rejoicing people. We have the joy of Jesus. Get away from us. You're wasting your time. Because we recognize here, not only will Jesus work it out for us, that victory belongs to Jesus. See, we're not going to try to do this thing on our own. People of God, you have to recognize that victory belongs to Jesus. Stop trying to do it yourself. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. I don't care how many degrees you have and how smart you think you are. How important you are. Do you know who I am? But do you know who Jesus is? Victory belongs to Jesus. See, we have work to do here, but God has a select group that we have to get this thing right. We have to war back in the spirit. Because if we're going to change things out there, we can't doubt. So we go out of here this morning recognizing Jesus will work it out. Jesus will work it out. Jesus will work it out. And you got to tell your family members that who are struggling. Let them know it's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's victory in Jesus. I know we've been here a long time, but walk out of here empowered this day.